In this bulletin, Prime Minister Scott Morrison focuses on youth unemployment as he hits the campaign trail in Queensland. A group of British MPs say any extradition involving Julian Assange should prioritise Sweden. And in the A-League, a frenetic Sydney derby ends in a draw. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. Scott Morrison is campaigning in Queensland, where he needs to save a collection of marginal seats, while Bill Shorten is rallying the troops in Sydney. The Prime Minister flew into Brisbane on Saturday night as he bids to save the Coalition's 21 seats out of 30 available in the northern state. Scott Morrison is expected to focus on creating jobs for young people, promising 250,000 extra jobs over the next 5 years for Australians aged between 15 and 24. Indonesian presidential candidate Prabowo Subianto's running mate Sandiaga Uno has held a final day of campaigning. Presidential and legislative elections are set to be held on April 17th. Mr. Uno has told the crowd he would focus on jobs growth if they won the election.
We focus on the economy. We will provide good jobs, good quality jobs for them. We'll focus on making sure affordable cost of living, and we want them to be optimistic. Stay positive on Indonesia. This country is so rich, and we would be able to unite the country and make this country very strong if we are united, focusing on the economy.
70 British MPs have urged the government to prioritise WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange's extradition to Sweden if prosecutors reopen an investigation into allegations of sexual assault. Stella Creasy of the opposition Labour Party said the group wanted to stand with victims of sexual violence amid concerns a Swedish case could be sidelined as the Conservative government focuses on a US extradition request for Assange. Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn says he would support extraditing Julian Assange to Sweden.
If there are allegations which Julian Assange needs to answer of sexual issues, sexual attacks that may or may not have taken place in Sweden, then it's a matter for the courts to decide, but I do think he should answer those questions. My objection was to his extradition to the United States because I do believe that WikiLeaks told us the truth about what was actually happening in Afghanistan and in Iraq.
Attendees at a memorial in London for victims of the 1990 Amritsar massacre in India have called on the British government to formally apologise for the killings. On April 13, 1919, around 50 British Indian Army soldiers began shooting at unarmed civilians who were taking part in a peaceful protest, killing hundreds. Sarabjit Kaur, the grandniece of a man who was killed in the massacre, says an apology is long overdue.
I think it's really a shame that they don't admit it, and they know that they did it wrong. So if it's apology, it heals a lot of wounds, is something very important. They should think about it.
64 African migrants stranded at sea for almost 2 weeks have been transferred to Malta. Ending another European standoff over immigration, Malta's government has announced a deal to distribute the migrants across 4 European nations: Germany, France, Portugal and Luxembourg. The International Organization for Migration says a total of 356 people have died or gone missing while crossing the Mediterranean this year. United Nations Special Envoy to Syria, Geir Pedersen, has arrived in Damascus for a new round of discussions with Syrian officials. His visit comes a week ahead of the new round of Syrian talks that will take place in Kazakhstan on April 25 to 26. Mr. Pedersen says he's hoping to make good progress in the talks. And to sport, Sydney FC's chances of catching A-League leaders Perth Glory have almost certainly ended after being held to a one-all draw by local rivals Western Sydney Wanderers at ANZ Stadium. The Wanderers came from behind to force the draw after having won only one of their last 17 League and Cup games against their crosstown rivals. Wanderers coach Marcus Babbel says motivation won't be an issue for his team's next 2 games, with players who are looking to leave the club keen to impress potential suitors.
And even if they have to leave the club, it's a great chance there to show them, hey, if you take me, you get a good player. So this is up to the players, and they have to. And as a sportsman anyway, it doesn't matter. If I am on the pitch, I want to win. So this is what I expect from the team.
And now look at the weather. In Perth, shower 224. Adelaide, mostly sunny 28. Melbourne, partly cloudy 22. Hobart, partly cloudy 17. Canberra, cloudy 21. Wollongong possible shower 22, Sydney much the same 33, Newcastle possible shower 25, Brisbane partly cloudy 27, Cairns shower 229, and Darwin sunny 33. I'm Biwa Kwan, and this is SBS News.